Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take, and we've been talking with some of the Yali Fellows who are here at Clark Atlanta University, and we're now joined by Cleopatra McConey. Welcome, Cleopatra.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, Cleopatra, I've been telling your story to everyone that I have met, but I want you to share with our listeners about your transportation company.
All right. So I started a luxury transport company in Zimbabwe in 2009. So it's almost 7.5 years ago now. I practically redefined road travel in terms of safety, in terms of efficiency, in terms of just affordability. Because before that, there was people were just used to have semi-luxury transport and nothing in terms of luxury. So we brought in all the amenities, Wi-Fi, laptop plugs, onboard entertainment, all the things that come with world-class travel. We tried to bring that to Zimbabwe.
And now before you tried to bring it to Zimbabwe, you tried to interface with the transportation companies that existed.
True. I tried to do that. But the problem is people are really scared of challenging the status quo. I think for too long, they were used to luxury transport. I mean, passenger transport being the basic, the very basic need. They never thought luxury. They never thought they could actually do it better than it was being done. So no one really wanted to buy into the idea, and I actually had to take a step to actually, do it myself.
So you were telling the owners, these are the things that you should be doing. Why don't you do this? And they were ignoring all of your suggestions.
That is very true. I was a very disgruntled customer, and I kept complaining, but no one was hearing. It just fell on deaf ears. So I think it's very dangerous to have a disgruntled customer.
And what you did was... Now you're in competition,
exactly.
No longer a disgruntled company.
Not just competition, but I'm actually the market leader now.
So tell us how that happened.
So what happened is, actually when we had the business plan, and because I was a disgruntled customer and I was on the bus every week from traveling from college to where I used to live, because I used to live in the capital city, but I was going to college in the next biggest city, which is Bulawayo, which is about 400 kilometers away. So what happens is every Friday I'll be on the bus. And all the things that I would see on the bus that would make me unhappy, I would always say it, but no one seemed to care. So as soon as I finished college, actually I'm an environmental specialist by profession. I never did anything to do with entrepreneurship, but I just thought I could actually do this and make money out of it. So I wrote a 2-page business plan, and I remember taking it to the bank. They wouldn't even buy into it because I was so young and the dream just seemed like it was not even attainable. So I took the risk to just put it up on myself and make the dream work.
And taking that risk, you said you sold everything.
I sold
that
everything
you had
and went back to the basics. True.
And you outfitted one bus. So describe what your luxury transportation bus looks like and does.
All right. So the first bus that we actually brought was a Mercedes-Benz. It was the bus that actually used to transport the English football team. So we actually ordered it from Brazil. It was custom made. It had everything, all the specs for luxury. And as soon as the bus landed in Zimbabwe, when we had the launch, everyone just bought into the idea. All the banks wanted to finance us. Everyone from the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority wanted to be a part of it. I think because we actually took the step to do it ourselves and show them that it can actually be done. So for them, it was easier to buy into the vision when they were actually seeing the product and seeing the potential that it had. So before we even launched, we had another 2 buses being ordered by the bank for us, and they took the one that we had ordered as collateral.
And now you're the market leader. You provide transportation for tourists, for events, for schools. Did you think when you were just complaining about the bad service on the bus that you would be this entrepreneur with multiple buses, the market leader in your country?
Not really. I think I just thought I could do it and maybe just stick to just my 2 buses and I'll be comfortable. So the way that the business has grown has even shocked me because, for instance, that's a very male-dominated industry. And seeing that I'm female and I'm young is already, those are barriers to entry. So for me, I must say, it really is even pushed me to even dream bigger because I never imagined the dream would be so big in just 7 years.
And your dream bigger is to provide intracontinental.
True. So what I've actually done in the past year is I've partnered a South African transport giant called Intercape. And together we've birthed Intercape Pathfinder, because my brand is Pathfinder Luxury Coaches, and they have Intercape. So we've birthed something called Intercape Pathfinder. And together we're now doing VNDOC, which is in Namibia, and Lusaka, which is in Zambia. So we're pretty much covering most of the SADC countries, but we want to go into East Africa, we want to go into West Africa. We want to be the known transport brand in terms of luxury in Africa and beyond.
Cleopatra, I think you are going to be the market leader on the continent of Africa. I am amazed by your story. What do you feel being chosen as a Yali Fellow, the importance of that for you? Because you're already successful.
I like that. I don't think I'm successful, but I think I'm a work in progress. But for me, being chosen as a Yali Fellow is not just a good thing for me because I represent so many people. So I would say it's a good thing for the transport industry as a whole in Zimbabwe. It's good for Zimbabwe as a country, seeing as Zimbabwe is always in the paper for all the negative things and all the things that are going wrong. So I think it's good that I'm here and I'm actually a testimony to say there's something good that can actually come out of Zimbabwe. I represent so many women out there who think they cannot do anything, they don't have finances, they just have a dream and they think the dream will just die. I represent even just so many bodies. I represent the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority. Now I represent a board called Coach and Bus Operators Association, which not just stands for luxury buses, but even the semi-luxury, even the unregulated transport operators. So it's not just about me, but I think it's about all the other bodies that I represent as well.
Well, Cleopatra, I am so impressed by your story, and I've seen your buses. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Really are luxury transportation. So if people are visiting Zimbabwe or visiting South Africa, how should they reach out to make sure that they're getting the best transportation, which is provided by Cleopatra Makoni?
So Intercape Pathfinder is actually, we actually have a website, which is www.intercapepathfinder.com. And you can get us on email, info@intercapepathfinder.com. You can even contact me directly on Cleopatra, Cleo, at pathfinderlx.com or cleomakoni@gmail.com. I have an open door policy and I actually like to deal with customers one-on-one. So anytime you want to get anything done, you can even email me directly. I'm quite sure I'll deal with it.
Cleopatra, your story is so amazing and so inspiring. I just wish you much luck. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.